Hello, everybody. This is Adam Evers. I am the CEO and founder of Believer, and this is Inside Believer, building an LGBTQ plus Christian dating app.
Hey, everybody. We're back again.
For the fifth time.
Yeah. So we're here. This is Adam Evers. I am the co-founder of Believer, and I have my other co-founder with me, Brandon Flannery. Say hi.
Hello, 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 hello.
I feel like you've done different hellos every time, which I enjoy. So that's good.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's on brand for me.
So anyways, this week we are doing our fifth and final core value. If you haven't listened to the other ones, please go make sure to listen to the other episodes. So I'll just list them all off and then we'll get into it. Sound good?
Yes. Thank you. Are you talking about me or is this a rhetorical question?
I was thinking, like, I was waiting for the audience to respond. And I really hope that people like in their offices or on their way to work was like, yeah, Adam, I'm ready.
Meanwhile, okay. Brandon's over here being like, we don't have a budget for a live audience.
Oh, fair. Honestly, fair. And like,
just BS. Oh, go ahead. Okay.
I was going to say, just for context for everybody, I'm in New York. I have had an interesting travel day, and Brandon is in Colorado Springs, right?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado Springs. I just spent the day climbing mountains, and now I'm tired.
I spent the day trying to get back home to San Francisco, and now I'm tired. So great, we're going to do it, but we're committed to this podcast, so we're doing it.
And most importantly is that it has to be good, because this is Adam's favorite value.
Exactly, my absolute favorite value. Okay, let's go through the five. So first we have believe, then we have connect, celebrate, be true, and finally, my absolute favorite, belong. So here's what we have for belong. Belong, we are fighting for something that has not existed up until this moment. A place where identities that have been at war with each other can find peace. A place we can finally call home. Though we stand on the shoulders of giants, those who have fought for the community, there is still work to be done. And like, I get chills, man. Like every time I read it, I get like these little goosebumps and I'm like, oh, I love this one so much.
I literally was going to ask him, like, did you get goosebumps again?
I do. So. I did. Yeah. So I'm going to go first because
I was going to say, Adam, would you like to share with us why this is your most favorite value?
Yes, I would. Thank you for asking, Brandon. Good planted question.
I got you, boo-boo.
The audience of no one. The audience of one. But, oh, man. I really hope that people still subscribe to this podcast after this episode. Okay.
I was really enjoying those. And then that fifth one.
Went downhill real quick. It was just Brandon Adam giggling the entire time. Okay, promise.
Not wrong.
Promise or serious. Okay, so belong. Yeah, so couple reasons. One, I really like the wording here. I'm gonna just repeat some of it. So we are fighting for something that has not existed up until this moment. Like, I know that I personally have felt that a lot, where like there just hasn't been an LGBTQ plus Christian app, dating app. And I'm like, yeah, that's not a thing. And we're fighting for this community that I don't feel like exists right now. It does in small ways. There are other organizations that are working on this thing and whatever else, but there's not one singular like dating app for our community. And really like one app or one thing for our community. And like, that's what I'm fighting for, I think, the most. And I think that like the thing that resonates the most with me is probably like the middle of it, where it says a place where identities have been at war with each other can find peace, a place we can finally call home. Like, that just resonates a ton with me, because like so a little background story on Adam Evers. We're not going to do that.
I literally was going to ask him like, oh, we're doing that now. Okay.
No, we're not. Absolutely not. So no, I was, I grew up fairly conservative, in a fairly conservative Christian background. And, I have always felt that my identity was at war, with my sexuality, or my Christian identity was at war with my sexuality. And so for me, I never felt like I could find a place that was home. And I think like I go to a great church now. I go to Oak Life Church in Oakland, California. And I really love it. And I'm on the leadership team and it's great. But like, even now, I think that there's still this struggle of like home for me. And feeling that, especially within community, like it's just so hard to find that.
Could I jump in for a quick second?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, for me, like I similar stories, but I wonder, I think, I mean, you know, this about me is that I yearn to always create home, wherever I'm at. And I wonder if a part of it is a lack of feeling that peace inside of ourselves. You know what I mean? Like I know for me growing up, it felt like I couldn't allow a ceasefire inside of myself. And it felt like that bled out everywhere. Literally, as you were talking about that, hearing it coming from you, I was thinking, of course we wouldn't feel at home. Like we weren't even at home in our own skin.
I think that's totally it. And I think part of it is too, like, of course you wouldn't feel home either. Like I mean, I went to conversion therapy, right? So like, mm-hmm. and like, you know, I was,
so did I.
Yeah. And like, I was kicked out of a church and like you were, something happened with you at church. And like, there's so much weight and gravitas in these communities I would say I poured my life into, mm-hmm. for years, yeah. and then to have them reject us, and reject like just this part of who we are that like, I think the biggest thing, the hardest thing always for me was like, I remember talking to one of my friends who's, I won't name names, but he lives in Minnesota and he's married with a kid. And you know, we're sitting down at the dinner table and talking, and his family and his wife's there and he's there. And he's like, you know, I think it's just a really hard choice that you're making. And the thing that I always come back with when anybody ever says that, I always go, why do you think that it's a choice? Like, why would I ever choose this? Like, why would I choose to be hated by the vast majority of people? Why would I choose to like potentially be in danger of like making out with my boyfriend in foreign countries and be jailed for it? Like, why would anybody choose that? Mm-hmm. And it just always would blow my mind. And he never thought about it like that. He's like, oh yeah, I guess like I never thought about it like that. And I just like, yeah, like, dude, it's not a choice. Like, I don't have a choice here. Like, I'm born. This is how I was born. This is how I'm attracted to. This is who I am. And so it just always was hard for me. And I think for me, that trying to find home is really around like finding that community and that group of people that love and accept you for who you are. And, you know, that has been a continual thing that I have tried to cultivate in my life and find. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've talked a lot.
I resonate with all of that. I mean, Adam and I have very similar backgrounds. I mean, we led ministry together in high school. And then I just kept going. Adam jumped ship, but I just kept sipping the ministry plate. Like, I just kept going. And so I went to Bible school and then I was a youth pastor for, pastor for 3 years and a missionary for another year. And so I've been very involved in it. And so a lot of my community was Christian, just as a nature of my journey. Mm. And to start dating a man, and to have the reaction that I did from that from that group was just really hard. I've worked through some of it with some people and I've just been really blessed by that. But I mean, a lot of them, I always kind of like explaining it as stereo volume. There wasn't this really like massive like thing for me. I had one or two people that was the case, but for the most part, it just felt like the volume on our friendship turned down. And so like for me, I've always tried to create home outside of my blood family. And so to see that happen was just really hard. And then also my blood family for it to be hard. And so, I think both of us were just really passionate about this. And I think that something I would like to hit here is when Adam came to me and we were talking about the app and we're scheming late at night and blah, 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 blah. It's easy for me to kind of just be like, okay, here's our idea and how do we run with this? And like, I like poking holes and those types types of things. Like, that's what I bring to the table. Meanwhile, Adam is like on step 273. And we immediately went from, we want a dating app for queer Christians because we, and this is something I think is important to mention, this one is that both of us have felt too queer for Christian spaces and mm-hmm. too Christian for a lot of queer spaces. And then we're just like, like in the middle of mm-hmm. two people that normally don't like each other. And now those identities are inside of us. And so it quickly moved from, we need to find husbands to to specifically Adam bring up, we need to create a space for this community. And I think that, and how does it look like within a dating app? And I'm just, I'm really excited because even though it started as a dating app, believers moving already into a space that is beyond that. And because of this value, it actually came up in our team last week. Was it? Yeah, it was last week, where we're already starting to make choices that say, how can we make sure that people belong? And it even overrides us sometimes and things that we necessarily think should be right or wrong. But then we ask ourselves, like, what would make the most amount of people, what is going to make people feel like they belong in this virtual space that we're creating?
You can bring up the examples if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I guess that's on our value of be true.
Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, you can bring it up. Like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So last week, one of our team members who's been doing an amazing job, Erica, she just finished a round of user testing. And something that came up was about the rainbow. And in one of our screens, we're going to have a rainbow that comes across. And one of the user testers brought up the fact of, like, which rainbow are we going to use? Are we going to use like the more commonly known one? Or are we going to use the one that has black and brown inside of it in order to bring, to create? And actually, I think that's all that they asked. And so then the conversation from there went, well, what do we do here? And I think that there was initially a point of, wait, what does the flag stand for and what are we honoring? But then ultimately what we fell back on was, who cares? Because we really do want to create a space of belonging. And the question that came up, actually might've been me. I think it was me. Where I was just like, I think this is a moment where when you ask the question, what's going to make people feel like they belong? Is it the flag that has black and brown included in it? Or is it going to be the flag that doesn't have black and brown included in it?
Yeah. No. Yeah. That happened. but I think it's cool though. Like even just over the past, I think, couple of weeks, we've already started to use these values to really like define the app. And I would say, like, to your point of my big vision and what I like think Believer is, you know, when I talk to people, everyone's like, oh, like, why are you building a gay Christian dating app? And I'm like, listen, I'm building a gay Christian dating app. That's true. Yes. But like, that's one part of a very big vision of what I'm actually creating. Like, I think in my mind, like, Believer, in one of the values is connect, right? And we talk about connection. And we're actually like very implicitly vague in connection, right? We say connection with a partner, connection with friends, connection with family, regardless of what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
We want to guide you towards meaningful connection. I think that's actually like super important to me because it's like, listen, that's true. I want to, like, somebody messaged on Instagram a while back. Or was it like, it doesn't matter. They messaged us and they asked, you know, hey, is the app going to be able to be used for people who aren't looking to date and like are looking for friends? And I'm like, yeah, 100%, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want people that, you know, need and want community to be able to use something like this. Because we need more community. We need more people that understand, not for like, homogenous sake or not for, you know, whatever, but I think that there is something special. And I think Brandon and I, we both felt it like it when we went to the QCF conference or whatever, or like just me and you hang out, like there's a level of comfortability and knownness that we have with each other because we have been through similar things, because we are gay and Christian, because we know the pains and the struggles and the heartache and like all of that. And I think, you know, I want I always think about, you know, little gay closeted Adam in college being like super lonely and just trying to make friends and find his people and not being able to do that. And I would have loved an app like this. Are you kidding me? I would have been on there so fast. Yeah. So yeah, I like this one.
We know.
And, yeah. And like, just like, okay, open and honest, be true. We'll go into this a little bit. One of the things, so when we first originally had this value, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we actually shared these values with the community probably like a month or two ago, just to get like some quick feedback. And one of the things that people brought up was actually on the Belong one. They said, you know, yes, you are creating something new and unique, but like, there's been a ton of work that's happened from the community. Yep. And it's like, we added in, and I was like, yes, that's 100% true. And so like, we added in the, though we stand on the shoulders of giants, is that's true. Like, yep. There is literally
a lot that's been done. So much.
Yeah. Like there's so much that I take for granted, that has already been done and accomplished in this community that I'm like, we just get to reap the benefits of. And I just am so thankful for that. And I'm glad that person pointed it out, because it just meant a lot to me. And I think it's a good thing that we included it. So yeah,
I agree.
Cool.
We did it.
And I wanted to say, I'm like disappointed a little bit, but also excited. So the competition that we ran last week, somebody did email in and they got their t-shirt. Congratulations. That was awesome. I'm just disappointed that only one person emailed in and did the I'm like, oh. So for those people that didn't email in and know what it was, the question was, me and Brandon do a voice every once in a while, and it's
dramatic.
Dramatic, but I was gonna say like molded. Not molded, wrong word. It's an imitation of somebody on a show, on a Netflix show. So that Netflix show is Schitt's Creek. And so if you haven't seen Schitt's Creek, highly recommend. It's a very good show. It's really, really funny.
The main reason we want you to watch it is so that you can now understand our humor. I'm serving a selfish purpose.
But it is a good show, and me and Brandon like it. So anyways, if you didn't know what that was and what that all was, that's what it is. So there you go.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for the time, Brandon. And it was good to talk to you.
Yeah. And thank you, listeners, for stopping by every single week. I actually got messages because we were late this week because we were so busy. And I'm just like, oh my God, we really need to like pump this out.
Yeah. So, and that,
thank you for listening.
Again, you feel free to always like, my email's open. Well, it's both of our emails. So you can just email hello@believer and like, happy to hear questions, or if you want to hear, actually, this is what we should do. I would love to know what you guys want to hear more on this podcast. It's like, we just went through all of our values. What else would you want to know? What else can we share? What information kind of behind the scenes do you want to know? I know everyone's probably asking and thinking like, when's it coming out? We'll definitely share more about that in the coming kind of weeks. But I think the big thing is, I would love to know, like, what do you guys want to know and how can we make this valuable for y'all? So feel free to hit us up. It's just hello@believer.app. And we'll respond. So thanks so much for joining. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
I appreciate it. We appreciate the DMs, the messages, the emails, all that stuff. Please feel free, or please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We don't have a Snapchat. Should we have a Snapchat? Probably not. Maybe a TikTok. I was thinking about that. I don't know about it yet. Anyways, follow us on all the things. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining. We're going to end this now because it's gone way too long.
Before we say something we don't want to or shouldn't.
Bye.
Bye, humans. Mwah.